The Yomtiv of Pesach is very deep and very complex. There are so many different aspects of it. We have the night of the Seder. We have the night Leil Shimurim, one of the holiest nights of the year. It's compared to the night of Yom Kippur. Laila ki Yom Ya'ir, the nighttime is similar to the daytime. We say Hallel. We say Hallel at night. We never say Hallel at night, but Chazal tell us that it's like daytime. That's one of the reasons why it's called Leil Shimurim. Person doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Al Amita to protect himself. A person can leave their door open because it's like the daytime. It's a very, very holy night from the holiest. Eliyahu HaNavi comes to each and every one of us, to our homes, to all of Klal Yisrael. It's the night of Gula. It's the night of the creation of the Jewish people. Chag HaMatzos is spelled Chag HaMitzvos, the Yom Tov of Matzah, the Yom Tov, according to the Vilna Gaon. Every time you eat a piece of matzah, all 7 days, all 8 days of Pesach, you get a mitzvah. Every time you eat matzah, you get a mitzvah. It's Chag HaMatzos and Mitzvos. It's connection. Mitzvos is not just commandments. As the Zohar says, Mitzvos means connection. It's the ultimate beginning of a connection between us and Hashem. It's not just the night of Yom Tov, it's the beginning, it's the Rishon, it's the HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. It's the beginning. It's the beginning, it's the renewal. That's why we sit with a kittel. It's fresh, it's white, we're clean, we cleansed our houses, we don't eat chametz, which represents the Yetzer Hara. We're connected totally to something way, way beyond what we can imagine. Not just the night of Pesach, the entire Yom Tov, every day is so holy. It's called Shabbos, Mimachras HaShabbos. The whole Yom Tov is Shabbos. Shvi Shel Pesach is Shabbos of Shabbos, is like Me'ein Olam Haba. The Arizal says that the month and the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's machlokes, it's a argument in the Gemara when the world was created, whether the world was created in Tishrei, like we know Yom HaDin is Tishrei, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it's very, very similar. The Gemara comes out, Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam says, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The Arizal says, which means that they're both true. The world was created in theory on the Rosh Hashanah that we celebrate, but in actuality, that's why they say it's springtime, things start blossoming, because that's when the world was created. The world was created. And the Arizal says that it's the Rosh Hashanah for the neshama, for Klal Yisrael. Yom HaDin, the Rosh Hashanah that we celebrate, the classic Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, is for the whole entire world, for the whole entire world. But this is the time for Klal Yisrael. This is the time for us. This is unique just for our neshama, for the neshama of the world. As I remember, I was blessed to meet the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, in his sitting. He was sitting privately in Tellstone on a bench, and I was blessed to be driving by, and I saw him, and I'll never forget him waving his cane. He had a beautiful cane, like a golden cane. He was a very regal Rebbe, a very incredible person. I remember him waving his cane, saying, "This is the neshama of the world. Eretz Yisrael is the neshama of the world." The Jewish people were the neshama of everything. We're the soul. We're the soul. We're the tachlis. We're the rishon. We're the reishis. We're the beginning. We're the purpose. All rishon is the purpose. All beginnings are the purpose. So if ma'aseh b'machshava techila, the whole end game is where I begin, where we all begin. This is where we began. This is where me and you, each and every one of us, began, as we're going to be saying at the Seder night, that we were brought out of Mitzrayim. We and our parents and our grandparents, we were chosen out of four-fifths. Four-fifths didn't make it out. Most of the Jews did not make it out. We made it out. This is the time where we, I don't want to use the word celebrate because it's much deeper than celebrate it. It's we tap in. We're reliving. Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose me and you. Hashem chose us. Hashem chose each and every one of us. And I was thinking, just to share, there's so much to talk about, and there's so much that I'm sure everyone reads about and learns about and listens to shiurim and Be'ez Hashem at your Seder, and you'll read, and we want to know what's Passover, Pesach, Pesach. It's so holy. It's so holy. It's so deep. And I was thinking, just to share a thought, I hope I'll be able to get it out clear. My thought is that it's Ahava. Pesach is all about love. It's all about Shir HaShirim. It's one of the reasons we read Shir HaShirim on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Pesach. You're supposed to, there's an inyan to read Shir HaShirim after the Seder night, after the Seder, Shir HaShirim. It's a love story. It's a love story between Hashem and us, between Hashem and me. When I say me and you, it's so personal. The love that Hashem has for me and you, the love that Hashem has for me, for us, on the deepest level. And I was thinking, some people have difficulty receiving love. Sometimes it's easier to be a Rosh Hashanah Yid, a Rosh Hashanah Jew, where I have to do tshuva, I have to yira, tshuva miyira. I did this wrong, and I got to do this wrong, and I did this wrong, and I got to check this thing, and I got to search myself, and I have a whole el to do tshuva, and then I stand, and Hashem's going to punish me. I hope he won't. And then Yom Kippur, we're cleansed. It's almost like a person can relate to that. Some people can relate to that, even though it's hard to relate to that also. So we turn that into love also. But in a certain way, I have to achieve my love. I have to earn my love. I have to do something to experience love, because intrinsically I'm not loved. And intrinsically I don't have someone who loves me. We talk sometimes about it's not the time to get into it so deeply. The love addict, the love avoidant, someone who's running after love. Some people, different personalities. Some people chase love, and some people run away from love. It's not, one is not better, one is not worse. And we have a lot of different aspects of both of them. It's difficult either way when a person is receiving so much love. So either way, it's hard, because Hashem loves us and is demonstrating to us so much ahava. Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Halalu oivde avar zara v'halalu oivde avar zara. Why did we get out? Why did I get out? Why for me is it zman cheruseinu? It's freedom. Why am I zoche? Why are me and you blessed to be taken out? And the answer is, I don't know why. I have no idea why. I don't know why, because Hashem chose me and he picked me. Why was I born? Why was I born? Why am I alive? Why did Hashem make me a Jew, a Yid? Why? I don't know. It's hard for us to understand why. But when a person naturally is not used to having so much love, so they'll run away from that. When a person is used to running after love, and not getting love, so I'm not used to that. So I maybe connect more to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, that Hashem chose me and you, is teaching us that intrinsically Hashem loves me and Hashem wants me. And that's why it's ahava. That's why it's tshuva me'ahava. They talk about how Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos of ahava. And Shabbos Shuvah is the Shabbos of Yira. this period of time of Adar, of Nisan, this is the time of Teshuva Me'ahava. The time of Elul and Tishrei is a time of Tshuva Me'yira. What's the difference? The difference is, even though I am At Va'ata Aroim Ve'erya, you are naked, you are missing, we had no mitzvahs. Says we had no mitzvahs. We were naked from mitzvahs. We were no clothing of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are like a levush, a beged, a clothing of something to bring with me. No. What's the pshat? The pshat is that we had nothing. Halalu, the malachim said, Halalu ev de'avad azara, Halalu ev de'avad azara. The mitzrim, they worship idols, and these people also worship idols. So why was I taken out? Because intrinsically Hashem loves me. Hashem wants me. Hashem wants me without my mitzvahs, with no mitzvahs. Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I could go ahead and I could do tshuva. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I could say, okay, I'm doing tshuva, I did tshuva, I did tshuva. But what's harder? Where is it harder to connect? Is it harder to connect? It's like the old age question of why is Yom Kippur after Rosh Hashanah? Let Yom Kippur be before Rosh Hashanah. So this is like a Yom Kippur after 6 months. It's literally 6 months. After we spent Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, whatever we committed to, and it comes Nisan, it comes Pesach, and a person could say, okay, I don't know if this is the year that I really expected for myself to do. I've done a lot of things wrong. I don't know if this is exactly where I thought I would be. I still have all these averis. I still have all these issues. I still have all these problems with my parents, with my siblings, with whoever it might be, with my children, with my spouse, whatever it is, with my Yetzirah. I might still have all of those things. And Hashem says, I love you anyway. It's okay. You know why? Because your love wasn't dependent on anything to begin with. It didn't matter anyway. I love you just because I love you. Because you're my son, because you're my daughter, because you're my banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, because you're my child, and I want to be close to you, and I can't do this without you, and I need you. And I think that that's the lesson of Pesach. Now the question is, okay, so how do we tap into that? That's a great question. I don't know if we have to tap into it. I don't know if we have to do anything. That's what Pesach is. Pesach is you don't have to do anything. Hashem does all the work for us. Memachras HaShabbos, Shabbos. Pesach is Shabbos, like I said. It's called Shabbos because Shabbos means it just brings you up. Yom Tov is I got to work. I got to work for it. I got to work for it. Rosh Hashanah is I got to work for it. Yom Kippur is I got to work for it. So the answer is I don't know. I don't know if there's anything that we have to do. I don't know if there's anything that we maybe have to learn myself. I'm talking to myself, maybe to learn to receive that love. Like I said, depending if you're a chaser of love, so you might have trouble with that because you're used to running after people to get their love. Or if you're love avoidant and you run away and that people who love you, you run away. So either way, it might be hard for us. I think that that's the lesson of Pesach. I think that that's what it's about. It's about, I don't even want to say davening to Hashem, but we could always, a person could always daven to Hashem and ask Hashem, say, Hashem, please help me receive your love. I want to be able to receive your love. You know, there's some people who sabotage. I would assume I'm included in that. I think it's maybe a human aspect, a very human thing for a person to run away from too much love. Like if you're used to a certain percentage of love, then you, any higher than that, you're not gonna receive it. And we want more. We want more. We want to receive more. We want to get used to having more geula, having less pain, having more healing, having more achdus, having more closeness. I mean, look what's going on in the world right now. We're literally, I like that song I heard recently from my daughter. We play music out loud in the house getting ready for Pesach. And one of the songs was, I think one of the Thank You Hashem remix, it's the end, we're mamish at the end, we're mamish at the end, we're mamish at the very, very end. We're mamish at the end. I mean, look what's going on in the world. Look what's going on in the world. The world is blowing up in front of our eyes. And all for what? For Klal Yisrael. It's all about Eretz Yisrael. It's all about Eretz Yisrael. It's all about the Jewish people. About Geula, Geula, Geula. We're mamish at the end. We're mamish at the end. We're at the very, very end. And all we got to do maybe is open ourselves up. Harchev picha v'amaleu. Maybe we have to just open up our mouths and Hashem will fill us up. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Harchev picha v'amaleu. Just open up. Varikoisei lachem bracha ad beli dai. Until we say, oh my gosh, it's too much, it's too much, too much, too much shefa. It's too much. It's never too much. We'll take more. But we sabotage. A person can sabotage subconsciously the love that exists within each other, within our families, within Klal Yisrael. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zocha, each and every one of us. She zocha as the yomtiv of benisa nigalu, benisa nasidin ligoil. I think they say based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, whether Mashiach, do we bring it close? Can we bring it before Nisan? I think you can bring it before Nisan, but the Gemara then says Bi'ita Chishena, it's going to be in its time, or we'll bring it earlier. This is the time. Even if we didn't bring it earlier, this is the time. Nisan is Melashon Nes, miracles. This is the time for us all to break free, both as an individual, break free. Zman Cheruseinu, break free. You can break free from whatever it is. This is the time. These are the moments. These are the seconds. These are the days that you'll be able to just break. You'll be broken free. Hashem will take you out of Mitzrayim, of your Meitzar, of your whatever it might be. As an individual and as the Jewish people together, I look forward. I happen to be in Eretz Yisrael. I was planning on being in America, and it didn't work out for my family. We were planning on being in America. I'm here, so maybe I'm here so that I can, as I always say, I'm here on the Moshav from Ben Gurion to Yerushalayim. I'm here. I look forward to greeting all of us together, all of us. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to happen. We're mamish at the end. We're mamish at the end. We should be zoicha, us with our families. It should be a geula, a freedom for you, for your families, for all the Jewish people, for all of Klal Yisrael. We're here. We should be zoicha to have the Pesach together, the Korban Pesach together. I don't know how that works with the flights. I don't know how late. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this. Whenever it is, maybe Chol HaMoed, we can come and figure it all out. You can come tomorrow. I don't know how, maybe it's Docha. We'll figure it out before Shabbos, or maybe next week, Chol HaMoed. Looking forward to seeing everybody. It should be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov for you and your families. Healing, a healing Yom Tov, a sweet Yom Tov for everyone, for everyone, for every Jew, for our brothers and sisters, for all of Klal Yisrael, us, and all the Jewish people. We should be Zocha to the Geula Shleima B'mehira B'yameinu.